Hello, boys, girls, and NBs. Have you ever thought about making your own podcast? Well, Anchor makes it so easy, even Usly figured it out. Here's a few reasons why you should start today, and to do it with Anchor. First off, it's free.
Anchor also has creation tools, making it easy to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer.
I just love that Anchor distributes our podcast for us. So we just upload it to Anchor, and they put it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's just so easy.
And guess what? You can make money from Anchor with no minimum listenership. Get that cash flow with zero listeners.
Boo.
It has everything you need to make a podcast all in one place.
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started today.
I don't remember the Daily Double Noise sounding that way.
It's like lasers. It's like when you're getting your asshole lasered.
Yeah, well, you're right.
Hello and welcome to The Judgies, a podcast where we curate funny intern guys.
Oh no.
I lost the touch.
Guys, welcome to The Judgies, a podcast where we curate interesting and funny stories off the internet. I'm Christian.
I feel like we're going in opposite order, so it should go you next.
You're still in the middle.
Oh. Oh, yeah, that's a good point. I'm Rick.
And I'm John. And
Oof.
We are
The Judgies.
John?
Yeah.
Oh, nice to meet you, John.
I think it's just a fun, like, nickname for me.
Yeah.
We actually have to go back through all of our episodes and change our names.
Rescrub it to John.
Can we just get a clean John so we can put John-ula. It in at the beginning of all the podcasts, all the previous podcasts?
John.
Jonathan just That'll doesn't work. Feel as great to yell.
As Joshua?
Yeah. Because I get to be like, Joshua! But Jonathan just doesn't feel great for me.
Do you guys... I mean, Eric, you kind of don't get to experience this, but like...
You ever pee on your balls?
No, like Josh, you go by Josh and not Joshua.
Yeah.
But I go by Christian and not just like Chris.
Oh, mm-hmm. God. When people call him Chris, it feels so weird, cringy. Right? I hate it so much. You are not a Chris.
Have you ever met someone named Joshua that like is a Joshua? I feel like probably not, right?
And there's like... Because Joshua...
The dog's dad.
Who?
Jake the dog. His dad is Joshua.
Ah, yeah. You know, for a dad, it's a pretty good name.
You know, Joshua is like a relatively common name. It's not like the most common name. But when I was in middle school, there was three Joshes in our class. And
so since you are the nerdiest, you had to go by Joshua?
No, but the one who like nobody fucking liked was like, I'm Joshua. Like, he wanted to be Joshua. I was like, all right, Oof. Fucking weirdo.
I spent like 2 years in grade school trying to go by Chris, and oh boy, did it not catch.
Mm-mm.
And this was at the time. I mean, like, I already can't talk. I'm 27, can't talk. Back when I was 7, couldn't talk even worse. Or spell. So I tried to go, at the time I was trying to go by Chris, I couldn't spell, and I was putting my name as Christ on everything.
Hell yeah.
And it's like, I remember going back, like, looking through, like, a memory box and just being like, who's this fucking idiot that's putting Christ on everything?
In a Catholic school.
In a Catholic school, too. They didn't say anything to me. What the fuck?
Well, it's got to be pretty hard to, like...
No, they literally were like, this boy's committed.
It's got to be pretty hard in a Catholic school to, like, deny the name Christian. But then when they see you change it to Christ, they're like, okay, that's fine. That's a good pivot.
Yeah, for sure.
No, and that's like the worst bullying I got through all of Catholic school. It was like, oh my God, are you a Christian? And I was like, no, I'm a Catholic. And then I got a swirly.
And then they took my lunch money.
This is why I have to record a podcast. That way I can't hear people not laugh at me. All right.
This fucker's like, I get called Christian, my actual name.
I get fucking called Scarface every day.
Well, whose fault is that?
Good point. That's fair.
Shouldn't have been having a face scar. Ever think about that?
I just want you to know, like,
it's not noticeable.
Well, one, it's not noticeable, but every little boy was probably jealous. I know as a kid, I wanted, like, a scar, like, on my eye. Like, I just remember, like, watching cartoons, like, that dude's cool because he has a scar on his eye.
So I,
as a little kid, I'm like, I look fucking tough right now, dude.
Some kid walked up to me one day and he was like, you got that from a parrot, didn't you? A parrot.
Like, bitch, what?
Yeah, a parrot attacked me. It was a dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got attacked by a dog.
But could the dog speak like a parrot?
Yeah, he said he was going to woof me up. Thank you for laughing at that.
You didn't think that's funny at all? That seems like
I should have said rough. He's going to rough me up. Fuck, let me redo it.
Woof isn't a pun on anything. It's just something a dog says.
I was thinking of rough.
Yeah, she said it wrong.
Yeah. I did. I said it way wrong.
But my brain totally connected the dots. Dumb. My brain connected to that.
I was just in awe of, like, Erica can say that, but I say a joke and I just immediately get booze.
Yeah. Well, maybe if you were funny and touch my ding dong a little more, I would laugh at your jokes.
We have identified what I need to do.
All right, let's get into the first story. And I'm gonna change things up a little bit for me.
And not read the title.
I'm going to totally read the title on this one. It's too good. Am I the asshole for not wanting my fiance to get a coworker as a stripper for her bachelorette party? I feel like this doesn't have to go any further. We already know the answer, but I'll continue.
Good.
Please do. That's the point of this podcast. So, should I start off by saying that I completely understand that my fiancé's bachelorette party has nothing to do with me, and I shouldn't have any say in it, and I really shouldn't know anything about what goes on. However, her bachelorette party is in a week, and her sister has been planning it. I heard them mention things before about the party, and she seems very excited. But yesterday, her and her sister were talking while I was in the front room, and I overheard them talking about how her sister is hiring one of my fiance's co-workers to be the stripper. I've been at a couple events where he's been, and after she's had a few drinks, she gets really flirtatious with this guy in front of me. Other people have mentioned it, including her sister. She'll start to play fight with him and stand outside with him for hours while he smokes, even though she doesn't. I brought it up to her, and she told me that she's not flirting. She's just being friendly, because he is the easiest one to talk to there. It bothers me, because there is a certain professionalism with professional strippers. They come in, they do their job, they pack up, and they go to the next one, and you don't see them again. But if she gets a coworker as a stripper, she's going to have to see him every day at work. I'm going to have to see him at barbecues because they have mutual work friends. I know that I have a lot of insecurities, but it'd really make me feel uncomfortable if I had to go to a barbecue with this guy that was dancing on my wife naked, and who knows what a month ago. It would really just embarrass me. I brought it up to my girlfriend. This is a fiance. I brought it up to my girlfriend, and I said to her, why wouldn't you want a professional hunk stripper that knows what they're doing rather than some coworker? She said that her sister wanted him, and she's planning the party, and he's a kid, 22. My wife is 25. He's just a little child. He's a little baby boy.
That'd make it better.
I told her that it would make me uncomfortable to be around him, and she's going to have to see this guy at work from now on after this. She told me it's just fun and I have nothing to worry about. Am I the asshole for being upset about this?
Okay. All right, so in that first paragraph, we talked about how... Can you read the first paragraph again? I'm sorry.
Sure.
Was it about not knowing everything that needs to be going on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, that's what I was getting at. Yes. Thank you, Joshua. How many times do we have to tell you fuckers that a relationship only works if you communicate? Like, literally, we got married earlier this year. Our bachelorette parties were, what, almost a year ago, pretty much.
Yeah.
I think I knew what was going on for pretty much all of your planning, and you know what was going on for pretty much all of my planning. Like, it's not about... It's literally about communicating with your partner. Like, what is wrong with people? Just fucking talk about it.
Some people just want to see some fucking dong of a coworker, Erica.
That's wildly inappropriate.
Well, yeah, this is why I didn't tell you when we flew in my coworker. This is why I didn't tell you when we flew in Gus to be the stripper at my bachelor party.
What a shitty sister.
Yeah, yes, right? So this what?
She's definitely just setting them up to, like, try to break up the marriage. She's hoping this breaks
she's
it up.
She's doing it because she knows that there's the fiancé, there. The sister, has the hots for him. Like, yeah. Literally.
She just needs to suck this dude's dick to get it out of her system, and then she'll be, like, good to go for you for the rest of your marriage.
What? Yeah.
Right, Erica? Mm-hmm. As a girl, you know this is a thing. No. She just needs to suck his dick.
No.
Get it out of her system.
The one thing every girl loves to do. Fellatio.
Well, don't judge girls like that, Joshua.
We don't kink shame on this podcast, Joshua.
Some girls like to give fellatio.
Some girls lie to their husbands about it. No, I'm just kidding.
And some girls that do that are married to me.
Yeah. What a shitty situation.
It just seems wild. What? Even if they didn't flirt, it seems wild to choose a coworker, yeah. Right?
The fact that other people outside of their relationship notice that she's flirting with him and bring it up to the poster, like, that is so inappropriate, and, like, that just is offensive to your relationship.
Yeah. Especially if he's made clear that, not made he's clear, but, like, has communicated it. To her, like, I'm uncomfortable with this, and she's still just blowing it off. Like,
yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know, dude. I think if anything, he should start smoking. That way, he can go talk to the stripper.
Yeah,
figure out why his fiance likes this dude so much. Maybe he likes him. Maybe he just needs to suck his dick, get out of his system, and then they'll be good to go for the rest of their marriage.
Yeah, or he could just start acting like this guy. And then
I mean, I don't know if his dick can get as big as this guy's dick. He clearly has a ginormous hogger on him.
Maybe. We don't kink shame. Some women like small penises.
What if this dude just has the confidence to be a male stripper, but just has...
He's got nothing going on.
A little teeny tiny dork on him.
He's got washboard abs.
Maybe that's all that matters. I don't know.
Well, they definitely stuff their undergarments down there.
I don't think that they'd go fully nude.
What do you know about that, Eric?
Oh, I honestly don't. I swear to you, we did not have any kind of strippers at my bachelorette party. Sounds but like I was in New Orleans, one. So like I did see a lot of tits.
I'm back in.
I mean, it was New Orleans, so it was a great trip. Highly recommend New Orleans. But yeah, like, I just feel like those kind of strippers, I don't know how it is for female strippers, but like I don't think male strippers truly get all the way nude, do they?
I'm sure there are,
but
some.
It's gotta be,
yeah. Yeah, but like if we're talking like Magic Mike esque I would imagine not. Maybe they do. I can't speak from experience. I don't know.
You know what, guys,
none of us have experienced.
If you join our Patreon to our podcast, we'll put the money towards going to a male strip club, and we'll get back to you, and we'll have a whole podcast.
We'll tell
on
you
it.
If we see dong.
I'm really hoping we do.
I've literally never been to a strip club in my life, so do female strippers get completely, totally nude?
Some. Depending on the strip club.
Yeah. I feel like I don't want to see all of that.
I would agree with you. It's kind of weird. I'm not very much into it. It's like cool seeing boobs in the butt, but then it's like, oh, like, vagina up in my face like this? I don't know about that one.
We This is such a perfect trio of people who have such little experience with strip clubs. We're trying to discern like what happens at strip clubs. Well,
I mean, you guys, we're gonna have to pause the episode. We gotta go to the Lamplighter right now. Let's head over to the Silver Slipper and get some research done, and we'll be right back after this short break.
And we're back. Was that as good for you guys as it was for me?
Weird how many COVID-19 year olds they had there.
Boo! Bad joke.
All right. Now that we've seen our share of tits and ass and donger from a coworker.
And that was just on the car ride over. <That's> just...
We're going to our next story here.
What you got for us?
Am I the asshole for taking back the beer I bought for a party from which I was uninvited?
Am I the asshole for taking back Sunday? You can boo me. It's okay.
It's secretly my favorite band, so I'm not going to boo you. However,
I don't know enough about pop punk to make any jokes here.
That's all I got for
you. Sorry. I just feel like I'm at an all-time low.
God damn it. You got me.
Am I the asshole for taking back the beer I bought for a party which I was uninvited? This happened just a few hours ago. I'm a 19-year-old man, and the people calling me an asshole are 18-year-old men and women. On Thursday, a person I had a major crush on in high school, but who rejected me, messaged me out of the blue. She had never contacted me without me contacting her first. And at one point I realized she had blocked me on social media. And so I found it odd that she was suddenly being friendly. After sending a couple of greetings and questions about how I've been, she said that she was going to have some people over and she wanted to know if I would get the beer. The drinking age where we are is 19. And she and the people who are going to chill were all 18. The liquor store in my area, cards. I thought it was silly that me being a month older meant I could buy liquor and that they couldn't. So I said I would love to go.
The rationale of everybody that's under the drinking age.
She said, thanks, I'll pick you up at 7. 7 o'clock rolls around and she texted me to say that she was in front of my house. I went out dressed and ready to chill with some people. She drove me to the liquor store. When we got there, I asked her what beer she wanted me to get, and she told me, get Budweiser. I hid my disappointment.
King of beers, dog.
The non-alcoholic kind, sir.
Please give me a Budweiser Zero.
For I am the queen of beers. My husband is at home waiting.
I hid my disappointment as well as I could. But it was her party, so I went in and bought 2 cases of 24. I got back in the car and said, let's party.
What was he...
Why was he disappointed?
What was his disappointment in her beer selection?
Yeah, this girl drinks Budweiser? No way, dude. I want a girl that drinks fucking White Claws.
That's how picky I am on dating apps.
Is this Joshua? Is this you from 6, 7 years ago? I can do math. I got back in the car and said, let's party. And she was eerily quiet. Oof, I noticed that she
so
wasn't...
awkward.
I noticed that she...
Oh, that's so awkward.
It's the worst thing to receive after saying, let's party, other than a deafening silence. An absence of retaliation in the enthusiasm in partying.
She was eerily quiet. I noticed that she wasn't driving towards her neighborhood, but rather back towards mine.
Oh, no.
It's creepy that he knows where she lives, right?
I thought she blocked him.
I thought she had moved or something, but I didn't want to press the issue. When she turned down my street, I finally figured it out. She's being purposely vague about the invitation because she wanted me to get the beer, but she wanted a way out when she told me I wasn't actually invited in the first place. She stopped in front of my house, leaned over, kissed me on the cheek, and said thanks in her best voice. I deadpanned her and asked when she was going to tell me I wasn't invited. She feigned surprise and said that she never intended to invite me in the first place. I sat there in silence for a long, awkward minute, picked up the beer, walked towards my front door. She got out of her car and frantically tried to re-invite me to the party, but I told her that what she did to me was the most humiliating thing that has ever happened to me. I opened my front door, slammed it a bit too hard, and came back to my room. Did I slam it too hard on her? I feel real bad now. Now I'm sitting here drinking absolutely unpalatable piss water, and I have text messages from all of her friends.
My boss over at Yahoo News is pissed at me.
I have text messages from all of her friends and her asking me why I'm being such a dick. I didn't think I'm the asshole for reacting the way I did, but if you haven't figured it out, I'm not amazing socially, so I'm not sure. Am I the asshole here?
No.
This is the plot.
Not the asshole.
To Superbad. He's right? McLovin.
The crazy thing about my bag is that's located on my cock.
I mean, that wasn't McLovin. That was Seth, but it's fine.
I've literally never seen that movie.
We made you watch it. You probably didn't pay attention.
You this guys is a make hot me watch situation. A stupid movie every weekend and I fall asleep half, like, not even 15 minutes into the movie I fall asleep. So, it could have been one of those.
This is kind of...
It tracks. This
is just super bad, but it ends up worse.
She never actually invited him to the party, right?
No.
So is she that much of an asshole?
Yeah.
Yes.
If she just says like, "Hey, can you?" Did she give him money?
She did. The whole fact that she like comes, picks him up, like I feel like it's like, "Hey, if you go get beer, I'll give you money." Like, the whole exchange. I feel like there should have been a whole exchange there.
Okay, but, like...
And he might have left it out, but, like...
So, assuming she's paying for it. Assuming he's not paying for this beer and she's just stealing the beer. He's just a plug. You don't invite a plug to a party. Like...
Well, I feel like most of the time when you have a... This is coming from people that live in America. Where... As, like, a 17-year-old or an 18-year-old, having someone get you beer is always, like, 21. And then it's like, I'm not inviting that old fuck to my party.
They're way older than you.
But also, what 21-year-old's going to want to party with 18-year-olds?
A lot of them.
I know, but that's fucking creepy.
The type of 21-year-olds who are buying beer for 18-year-olds. I was
going to say, fair.
You didn't drink in high school. You don't get it. There's a lot of fucking weirdos that are all about it.
But, like, if she straight up, like, just messaged him and just said, like, "Hey, can you buy beer for this party?" And there was no implication that, like, he was invited. Is she really that much of a dick? If, like, that, imagine being in her shoes, right?
Yeah, I agree.
This is somebody that she's had to block on social media.
He knows where she lives. That's fucking creepy.
Yeah, like, all that weird stuff. Although, like, if we were, like, I know where most people live that we went to high school with just because we're from
that's
a small
town.
Still
fucking creepy.
But, I kind of can see it on her view where it's like, maybe she was just trying to imply like, "Hey, get us this beer." And then when he gets in the car all dressed up, now she's just feeling awkward because she's an 18-year-old girl. Yeah. And like, how do I, like, he thinks he's invited to the party. I don't know what to say. So when he comes back in and says, "Let's party," she's just like, "Oh no, Armageddon.
This is the absolute worst response he could have said.
He thinks we're going to party." And then she had to think of like, what I'm going to do like to get him not to come. Like, he's not the asshole for taking the beer back, I guess, unless she paid for it.
If she paid for it, then
he is a piece of shit.
Yeah.
She probably did pay for it. He probably just left that out.
He should have given her the money back and then taken the beer and said, "I don't feel okay doing this." Although, he's a piece of shit. Like, buying alcohol underage only for the implication that he might get to hook up with this girl he's got a crush on pretty much is what's going on there.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's shitty.
That is the implication there. I can understand his point of view where it's like, he's in the same grade, but he's old enough to buy the beer and their group isn't.
Well, yeah, that's...
I can get that.
That's the whole, like, you know, why is it illegal to smoke when you're 17 and 364 days?
Yeah.
But the next day you're... Obviously, you have to have a hard cut, but, like, yeah, I get that point, but it's like...
But, yeah, I mean... And that's like, you know, she went through fucking everybody she could.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, "Oh, fuck, I went I'm gonna have to text Elliot.
And then she drew the she also could have
handled it differently. Like, as soon as he got in the car, and like, it's very clear that he dressed up for the occasion, she could have said, "Oh, you look nice tonight. What are your plans for the evening?"
Yeah, but that's gotta be so awkward.
I was gonna say, as an 18-year-old, but then you're addressing it immediately,
and you can say,
"No, that's what she should have done." I agree.
Yeah,
I'm saying, like, you don't have the life experience to be like, "This is going sideways. I need to put a kibosh to it right now." You're just like, "Oh, this is real awkward. What am I going to do?
See how it plays out."
I can tell you right now, as a 27, I would do the same thing. When it's like,
that's because you're socially awkward, though. Like,
what this guy says, he's socially awkward, which, but it is like, he should have picked up on the social cues of like, why would she pick me up? You know what I mean? Yeah. Where it's like, she, clearly, if she's picking him up to go to this, to if he thinks he's going to this party, it's like kind of weird that he wouldn't drive himself to the party.
Exactly. That's. Because how was he going to get home? How is this fucking idiot going to get home? He thought he was going to fucking stay there?
Now I get it. Now I understand. Because he's like, what do you want me to buy? And in her mind, she said Budweiser. And he's like, I don't like Budweiser. Fuck, I'm going to have to drink this Budweiser and be sad about it all night at this party. You didn't have like the balls to like buy a case of whatever he wanted.
Yeah, that's super awkward. I mean, I feel for both of them. I don't know. I feel like he's like I feel like I would have had the same reaction if I was him. Like, well, fuck you. If I'm not invited, I'm not giving you this.
I do agree with that. If she gave him the money, I'd be a little fucked up.
Well, yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Is like I'd get where he's coming from, but I also get where she's coming from.
I'm mostly upset that this dude doesn't like Budweiser, and Budweiser is actually pretty good.
Budweiser is pretty good for macro.
All beer is gross.
I mean, he got a cheeker, so, like, he's no longer a virgin, so that's good. Mission accomplished. I wonder if that's her trying to be like, oh, I gotta do something to, like, make him happy about the whole thing. I'll give him a kiss on the cheek. Oh. But he should have, like, as soon as he, like, in his mind was like, I thought she had me blocked on social medias. Well, she's messaging me now. Like, he should have been able to be like, oh, she's clearly using me to get alcohol. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just reading through the comments here. About 90% are saying he's not the asshole. I would say at most, everyone sucks here.
Yeah, everyone sucks here, I think.
Because, like, I get the details he gave us. He's not the asshole in those details. But it's like, you know this dude is leaving out information. Yeah. And the fact that he put in information like, she blocked me.
Yeah.
She's not driving towards her house. Like, he's a fucking creep.
Yeah.
We all know this. And then at the end, he's like, but I'm just socially awkward. It's totally her fault for not really giving me all the pieces to this puzzle. Nah, they both fucking suck. You know what? You just need to find a fucking creepy dude in front of the liquor store to buy you your alcohol. Don't fucking rely on the weird kid that's 4 years older than you.
Literally, my younger sister tried to pull that shit on me all the time. Like, could you buy me alcohol? I'm like, no, I'm not buying you alcohol. She's not responsible. I'm not dealing with it. She's like, okay, guess I just have to show my tits to some creepy old man then. I was like, if that's really what you think you have to do, then there's no help I can give you.
I guess I have to go invite him to a party and give him a kiss on the cheek then.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a hot break. We'll be back in a bit.
Okay, bye.
After these messages.
Okay, bye.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And we're back.
And we're back.
Guys, I really had to pee. We had to have that break.
I got a special treat for us. We got a new segment here called The Sheeple's Court.
Ooh.
Gonna read us some conspiracy theories from the internet.
I love some conspiracy theories.
I'm indifferent to them.
Really? I'm a huge, huge fan of conspiracy theories.
I love it. Sometimes it's like, the dumbest shit I've ever heard. And it's like, what is the matter with you people? Like, Lyme disease being used like a mass weapon? Fucking stupid. That's the worst fucking bioweapon there is. But, like, 9/11, though?
You probably would think that with your little fucking fluoride corrupted brain. Believing what the government wants you to believe.
Fluoride is good for you, just so you know.
It makes you a fucking sheeple, that's what it is. Alright, let's, I'm not gonna go
this is all fine to me.
I'm not gonna go too...
so
gonna
indifferent
go,
on these.
I'm not gonna go too deep into some of these. First one is... truth about hair.
Mm? Oh my god. You're gonna start us off with the conspiracy?
You guys, I'm a little drunk.
What if hair isn't dead cells moving out from your body and head, but actually knowledge from the ether going into it? And hair is the physical manifestation of that power and knowledge. And the longer your hair is, the more knowledge and power you can absorb.
Oh.
This is why fucking boys rule and girls rule. They got that long ass hair, dude. They got so much knowledge and power up in that shit.
You know what? I stand by that statement. Boys are dumb.
What do you think about it,
Josh?
Because
they have short hair.
Let me stop here real quick. I read this. I haven't cut my hair since March after reading this.
It definitely isn't because of the coronavirus.
I'm gonna be fucking smart as shit and powerful as shit come December.
How long does your hair have to be before you can read on a podcast off of a phone?
Oof.
Probably at least a few more months.
So this dude's starting off his conspiracy theory with, what if all of science about hair is wrong?
That's what... Yeah, dude, have you never read a conspiracy theory before?
So this conspiracy theory implies that every single thing we know about hair is incorrect or was planted to make people cut their hair to be dumb enough to... Okay, no, yes, it makes
by
sense.
Big Barber.
It's Big Barber. It's like the worst... It's like they're doing like a scary movie of like a parody film of like 1984, and they're just worried about Big Barber coming in.
All right, before you have enough time to think too deep about that one, we're going on to the next one. Aliens are most definitely real in control of all the shit that's happening, and I'm gonna tell you why.
I mean, aliens are for sure real.
Yeah, he had me in the first half.
Took a trip this morning off of mushrooms and saw some gray and...
Okay.
Took a trip this morning off of some mushrooms and saw some gray and reptilian-like beings. And some were fused and they had evil smirks on their faces.
Was he watching Fox News?
And most, but not all, had tails. Also, they had the same exact body and head types as the Frieza race.
The what?
From Dragon Ball Z, the Frieza race.
Sorry.
Oh, I fucking hate you so much, Chris.
Wait, did you write this?
No. This. Now, Frieza calls Saiyans monkeys, and in the past, and still to this day, white people call people monkeys. Rough, right? So at the very end of my trip, I saw him live on CNN. That Klan members were dressed in cop outfits, pepper spraying and tasing black male protesters and setting them on fire. Their plan is to simply divide and conquer and harvest our souls. This is a soul harvesting trap by whites on black people, and the reason is we have powers, but it's inaccessible due to our DNA being altered.
Jesus, okay, so what a trip.
This dude's black, and he's claiming that the reason why racism exists against black people is that white people are aliens?
Yeah.
No, they're lizards.
Like Frieza.
They're lizard people.
Checks out to me, man. Honestly, if you need to convince me of something, start out with just got off a mushroom trip.
All right, next one. We're not slowing down. I realized why girls don't poop. To be frank, the theory I will be presenting is pretty deep, so listen closely.
you know, there's deep state and there's deep prostate.
So you know boys... I'm drunk when I don't boo you.
So boys poop, then girls don't. Have you ever wondered, though, that where the hell does all the poop go then? If it doesn't come out, where does it go?
That's why girls talk so much shit.
I thought the same thing, but now I've figured out the answer. Okay, girls have something that boys don't. Think about it. They no. have breasts. Boys poop and girls don't. But girls do have breasts. It's only logical for the poop and the piss to accumulate in their bodies, to gather in the chest area, which then can be seen as what is referred to as titties in today's society.
Wait, so it just all collects in the boobs?
Yeah.
Then why haven't my boobs gotten any bigger?
Should be trying to shit in your boobs a little more. Don't be fooled by this, by their looks of them, though, because the truth is much, much more horrifying inside than it is on the surface.
Okay.
What this guy is trying to say is that piss is stored in the balls and shit's stored in the tits.
So...
Well, it rhymes, so it's got to be true.
I'm glad that that one's clearly a troll, but god
is damn. It, though?
Is it, though?
Yeah. But, like, holy shit.
There's a subreddit about, like, I forget what it's called. It's about how female bodies work. And it's just fucking men posting on other subreddits about female bodies, and they're so wrong, it's not even funny.
Bad Women's Anatomy?
Yes, that's the one. That needs to be cross-posted.
That is a wild one. Guys don't know anything about girls' bodies. It's wild.
Clearly. Honestly, I sub to that, too. There's a lot of women on there, too, that just, because of poor education, don't know a lot about themselves.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. But also men.
Yeah. Correct.
Next one.
Specifically white men that are aliens and don't know that shit is stored in the boobs.
Yes.
All I'm saying is people should know about this. We're on the next one now, folks. Pornhub is government owned.
Honestly, I would not be surprised.
It's a PSYOPs operation.
I mean,
PSYOPs operation? That doesn't make sense.
I mean, why is it the most popular one? There's other sites.
They're not as good. They're not stealing money from the stars like Pornhub is. What if the ads on Pornhub that make fun of people for masturbating by themselves is just the government's way of making people get a girlfriend or boyfriend? That way, they have to spend less time on Pornhub, so their FBI agent doesn't have to watch that, and the person is more productive.
Oh.
Also, they might go on and make babies, and more people equals more taxes.
There it is.
That's the proper conspiracy, is that more people means that they can have, like, a stronger army, more taxes. The less FBI agent watching him jack off is just insane. I mean, it's all insane, but...
It's all true. That's the truth to this part.
How many of these do you have?
A lot. I don't know how much time we're going to have to fill. Next one. Birds aren't real. Here's the truth.
Okay, this is a pretty common one.
Have you ever seen a bird in an old photo? Have you? Have your grandparents ever heard of them? Didn't think so.
Birds are old photos.
That's because birds were invented in 1986 by President Ronald Reagan as a surveillance device to spy on the American people. Ever wonder why birds can sit on power lines and don't get electrocuted? Wireless charging, bitches.
It's not wireless.
It's definitely not wireless at that point.
That's the definition of wired.
All right.
I mean, that's a pretty common one.
I do get behind the fact that birds aren't real.
I do get behind the fact.
I want to see the car facts.
I do get behind the fact that birds fucking suck.
That's what I was just about to say.
Have you ever tried so hard to get that out. I hate birds.
It wasn't worth it.
I know.
Have you ever seen a bird up close? It is like an uncanny valley feeling when you see them like too close. You're like, oh, what the fuck? That's what they look like?
They're terrifying.
It's because they're not real.
Does this guy not think the movie Birds by Alfred Hitchcock exists?
What about Birdemic?
That one is true. Shut the fuck up, Josh. Here's our final conspiracy. Reddit is for mindless idiots. Not all users, but most of them. I feel personally attacked by this one. I love how I speak the truth, and people start talking mad shit on me, and then ban me before I can even defend what I'm saying. Here's what I said in regards to a post about Michelle Obama being a man. Huh? My mom was at an airport and happened to sit next to a guy who identified himself as the White House agricultural advisor. They talked for a few minutes, and the subject of the Obamas came up. My mom said, oh, Michelle is a man, and the advisor just looked at her in the way that someone who's not allowed to confirm a certain information but agrees with you would get. He looked at her in the way that someone who's not allowed to confirm certain information but agrees with you would give you. I was called a liar. Cowards who hide behind the computer screens talked all kinds of shit. They talked shit about my mom and banned me so I couldn't call them out. But if I was lying, don't you think I would have picked a more prominent White House staffer than an agricultural advisor? Up until now, I heard this story. I didn't even know that the position existed. Reddit is full of cowards and sheeps. Well, this only happened to me when anything bad is said about a Democrat. So fuck Reddit and its bullshitted one-sidedness.
This is the exact type of person who will believe when someone identifies as the White House Secretary of Agriculture, but won't agree when someone identifies as a woman. They're like, oh, you're the White House Secretary of Agriculture? I've never heard of that before, so you must be true. You identify as female? Get out of here.
Oh, man. What do you guys think about those conspiracies? Have they opened your eyes? Are you woke yet?
Let's just say I'll be counting some sheeples tonight.
What's a conspiracy theory that you believe in, Josh?
Vitamin D will prevent COVID.
You believe in that?
No, absolutely not.
One that I mean, like, all the ones that are, like, they're not even, like, the conspiracy has been bastardized so much to, like, mean kind of insane. But, like, all the stuff where it's, mainly it's corporate stuff, where it's, like,
Spartamate?
Like Big Sugar.
Yeah.
Right? Like, in the 70s. Was able to just lobby to a Congress, and that's why America eats so much corn. And like, that's like, just big corn went in and like lobbied, and like, that's why like America eats all this corn and eats all the sugars and breads that are in our diet, is because somebody up high.
It's literally how the entire dairy industry still exists,
right? Like, just stuff like that, where it's like, is that even really a conspiracy theory? Like, that just
fact. It is what happened.
Or like. Or how about, here's one that's, like, relatively new that isn't, like, confirmed, but that, Big Tobacco is what's been so anti-vape because they're afraid that people are going to transition from vaping to smoking marijuana, which will put tobacco out of business. So Big Tobacco is actually the ones who, like, was so anti, like, kid-flavored, not kid-flavored vapes, but vapes that are flavored, marketing towards kids. That's a pretty good one.
Yeah, I mean, all those ones are dumb. Here's a real good one, all penises are the same size, but they're four-dimensional objects. So the fact that mine's smaller than somebody else's is just because it's in a different time and space right now. But it's actually, I actually got like a huge donger, all right? But it's just, it's not all here at this present moment.
Right. It's like Schrodinger's cat.
Yeah.
It can or cannot be around a box.
Around or out of a box.
It's never even been close to a box, to be honest. But anyways, let's move on.
Yeah, I liked it. That was a lot more interesting than I... It was a roller coaster of comedy there. I was like, okay, so after you read the first, I was like, oh, it's just a bunch of high people. And then the second one's like, yeah, it's all high people. And then the third one's like, okay, that dude is just having a bit of a gaffe. And then it's like, oh no, these people are all fucking insane. Cool.
Yeah, you're going to find that in the conspiracy community. You just got stoners that are like, what if? And then you just got dudes that are like, they're just having a real bad time in life. And they're like,
yeah, this is what it is, bro. You got to wake up. You got to wake up, bro.
You would not believe the amount of people that call me at the health department to tell me that the government's all making this up. I'm like, yeah, dude, I work for the government. I get it. You're wasting my time. I got 19 other phone calls with the same shit going on, so.
All right, let's...
Well, now we can't share our podcast, the conspiracy subreddit, because they're going to... Oh, we're fucking government affiliated. They're just out here to say all that shit, so that way people don't think.
I mean, it's local government. We
couple
don't fucking,
of fucking shills.
Bottom of the pyramid here.
That's where all the base that's really strong enough. Huh? That's where the strongest part of the pyramid is the base. That's like some fucking dumbass like corporate like, guys, you're at the bottom of the pyramid and that's our strongest part. The top wouldn't be able to.
Damn, that's some real shit right there. I've probably heard that
sounds like
once
a
year through my company.
Here at Delta, 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 the pyramid sorority. Because it's a triangle.
I got it.
God. They're begging to change.
You can call us Tri-Delta.
Deltas.
It's a very smart joke.
Thank you. It's got to come in once in a while. You guys talk about fucking...
stands for change.
You guys are talking about fucking biology and chemistry.
Just making sure you got it. I mean, you're the smartest one of us, but I'm just making sure you got that very intelligent
joke. Is your dumb, dumb
brain
catching up to our jokes? Are you able to keep up with us?
Well, I was going to make a DYDX joke, but...
Oh, fuck. I don't know what that means.
You know I don't know what the fuck that means.
I feel
don't
like,
even explain
I
it
just
to
feel
me.
Like that joke would have been a little bit derivative.
Y equals MX plus B.
Someone's going to get that joke, and they're going to be fucking crying. They're going to crash their car.
Plus B squared equals C squared? Huh? Huh?
Hang on, that's a good joke, though.
Which one? Mine or yours?
Josh's. My derivative joke.
All right, stop this. We're going to the last segment of the night. Here's the last story of the night. Am I the asshole for laughing at my boyfriend's voice?
Oh, boy.
This one's definitely not posted by me.
Hold on.
I've been with my boyfriend for 2 years. I'm a 23-year-old female, and he's a 26-year-old male. We met online. We were long distance, but he only texted me, and at a point I told him I couldn't continue without a video call to ensure he is who he says he is.
That's fair.
He said he was insecure about his voice on the phone and kept putting it off until I gave him an ultimatum. We had our video call. I told him I loved his voice, and we haven't had a problem with calling since. His voice was raspy, like a strained vocal cord. So I figured that was why he was so self-conscious. When I met him, it was the same thing. Deep, but raspy and hoarse. It was kind of sexy to me. And I made sure he knew, so he didn't feel insecure. After we met, we saw each other every other weekend, alternating drives, until we got a place together in my hometown 6 months ago. He's met my family and friends. I've only met one of his friends because he was his roommate. He says his other friends aren't really close, and he has a strained relationship with his family. His mom has been calling him since he's moved in, but he always ignores her. I don't want to go into detail why he didn't want to talk with her, but I eventually talked him into giving it a try. Earlier this week, he actually took the phone outside and called her back, but asked me for some privacy. They talked for almost 3 hours. When he finally came in, he looked happy. I asked him how it went, and he immediately answered, really well. But I swear he sounded like a Muppet character. It was not my boyfriend's voice by a long shot. He went from a deep, raspy voice to Mickey Mouse. I sincerely thought he was joking, so I laughed. He started having a coughing fit, and I thought he was laughing too. Nope. He asked what I was laughing at, and I told him whatever that impression was, legitimately thinking he was making some weird joke. The absolute difference in voices made it sound like it was out of a cartoon. He got pissed at me, and went back to his regular gravelly voice, I guess, and he told me his voice cracked from talking too much. Well, today, when he was ignoring his mom's phone calls again, and when I asked him why, he got quiet. After trying to figure out what was wrong with him, he finally opened up that he's been faking his voice for our entire relationship. to the point that he believed it. And when he talked to his mom, his natural voice just came back out, and I embarrassed him. I don't know what to think. I both feel like an asshole for laughing at him, and like it's not my fault he lied about his voice. And then randomly went from The Witcher to Sesame Street. Am I the asshole?
Oh, I didn't mean to say my voice. Jeez, I'm really sorry about that, Sarah.
I'll go back to my real voice. No, I swear my voice is cracked. That's not my real voice.
Oh, sorry.
I don't feel like she's the asshole for laughing when he's been lying to her about it.
For 2 years to be lying.
It's so funny, too, how, like, he probably, like, just made up that voice on the spot to be like, oh, yeah, this is actually my voice. And then, like, she's like, oh, that voice is so sexy. And he's like,
oh, gotta do it forever now.
I guess that's my voice forever.
Didn't really think this one out.
Uh-huh. Gorsh.
Literally, that's Castiel on Supernatural. He didn't think he was going to be a reoccurring character, so he did, like, a deep voice. And now he's been on every season since season 3, and there's 17 seasons.
Just has vocal damage.
He does. It's like,
Misha, we need you to stop this. You're destroying yourself.
I can't. I have to do it for the show.
God. What if...
You
can change your voice. Right? Like, if this guy was really insecure about it, he could more naturally progress himself into a vocal range where it's better. But to go so fucking 180 is insane to do, because it's gonna slip out. In fact, there's a story that I had read that was similar to this, about a girlfriend laughing at her boyfriend's voice. And hers, they weren't dating nearly as long, and she was like, I thought maybe my boyfriend was, like, faking his voice because it was so low. But I was like, oh, he must just have that low of a voice. But, like, sometimes I hear him talk in his sleep and he doesn't have a low voice. Mm-hmm. Or, like, if I surprise him, he'll, like, be like, oh, geez, you scared me. It's like, why are these men just like, I don't like my voice, so I'm going to go as baritone as I possibly can all the time.
Like, I feel like I know people from, like, high school that did this. Where it's like, we all know that's not your real voice.
Yeah.
Fucking, yeah, just like you said, just like, I'm going to talk as deep as I can. And it's like, you can't even talk at a normal speed, dude. We know you're fucking lying.
Is this toxic masculinity,
is this how you feel about me, though, Erica? Like, you just hate my voice?
Then, absolutely not.
I mean, I lied to you for 7.5 years about my voice.
No, you didn't.
No, I was up front the whole time about how shitty my voice was.
A voice does go a long way in, like, for, you know, like, if you like someone or not. Like, if someone has a voice that you just don't like.
That's true.
It's got to be day one. Like, don't want to be, even just, like, friends. Just, like, don't want to be around that person.
Well, I don't know about friends, because I got a friend that I know that I just fucking hate the sound of his voice. But, like, I still do a podcast with him and stuff.
Wow.
What? No, I'm talking about my other podcast, the Flushies.
Ah. Okay, my feelings are saved. Fucking voice changing is insane.
I think I'm mostly just jealous because I didn't have this idea, and I hate my voice. And I'm just like, fuck, why didn't I come up with this idea? Just talk a little bit cooler.
I think your voice is great.
Yeah, your voice is... You have a good voice.
But you guys have bad ears. Here's the twist.
I mean,
you guys, my mom's a sympathetic puker, so can we gag a couple more times so when she listens to this, she pukes? Because I would find that very funny.
I'm going to say no.
All right, that's fair.
I imagine, like... This guy's voice, though, is actually just Mickey Mouse and, like, trying to have a serious conversation with...
I literally had a volleyball coach at club volleyball. Her voice quite literally sounded exactly like Minnie Mouse. And it was... You get used to it. She can't change... Well, we clearly just read a story where he did change his voice, but she just, I mean, it is what it is. You get used to it, but at the same time, when you're first hearing it, it's like, oh, you're not doing a bit. Okay, it's real life.
The highest paid player in the NFL, the Super Bowl MVP, reigning Super Bowl MVP, has a Kermit the Frog voice. And he gets made fun of it every single, like, not as much now because he's just, like, the most insanely gifted athlete ever. And so people respect him a little bit more. But his first year playing as a starter, there was so many media clips of just him being like, yeah, well, coach told me to go in there. This dude, and then he just goes out and just throws 50 touchdowns, and you're like, oh, we can't make fun of him anymore because he's...
I really want to make fun of him, but...
Do you think that drives him? Like, I gotta prove to them that I'm not Kermit the Frog?
You know, NFL quarterbacks always look for some dumb thing to motivate them, so probably.
I wish I had that drive. It's like, oh, I got a shit voice. I'm also gonna be a piece of shit. I just better have the whole thing just be shitty.
Lean into it, boys! Alright, fellas. Well, let's tie a bow. So ends another podcast episode. I think it went pretty well. All things considered.
I think we exposed some light on a couple issues that are plaguing our world.
Yeah, like, Christian, when we edit this episode, just don't make it so that's the only thing we have. Like, don't go intro song, all conspiracies, and then outro song. Just make sure you're leaving the other bits.
I'll definitely try.
If you liked our podcast, make sure you hit us with a review, a rating, give us a like, leave a comment. Really appreciate it, and spread it to any friends that you got.
Like a disease, just spread it to everyone.
If we could even just be an eighth of contagious as coronavirus is, that'd be pretty cool. That'd be 25,000 listeners in just America. That's way off. There's no way there's only 400,000 cases in America. Is that 400,000 in Illinois? There's
like 25,000 cases in Illinois. Hold on. We've got 1,000 cases in our county. It's like 1,000
cases a day. We don't care about this. Erica, where can they find us?
Oh, you can find us on Twitter and Instagram. Both are at JudgiesPod, and that's JudGies Pod. That's it.
You sound a lot better spelling it out than I do. You could also send us an email if you have any good stories you want us to read down there. If you have any critiques, maybe have me talk with a little deeper voice, sound a little cooler.
Or if you've got any cringy moments that you want to share with us, need some advice, want us to judge you, send us an email.
And we can anonymize it, too.
Or send us a direct message. We'll get to that shit, too.
DMs are open.
The email is judgiespod@gmail.com. That's JUD.
We don't need
GIS pod.
Which one of us sounds better spelling
gmail.com.
It?
Gmail.com.
Christian, because he's got a deep voice.
I can do a deep voice for you. Joshua, is this what you want? That's JUD GIES pod.
Magnifico.
All right.
Bye.
Okay, bye.